Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to Country Proud Living, episode 12. Shine your light and stay golden. This week is Holy Week, but you know, whatever you might practice for your religion, Easter holiday is coming up. And this topic just seemed appropriate about light and being a light for others and believing in miracles, just, you know, all of those things. Just around this time of year, just really make you reflect and think about what you're doing in your life to be light for other people. And I just think it's good to reflect and think about that, you know, because to shine your brightest light is to be who you really are, which I think is a real important thing in one's life. And, you know, the beauty of the light owes its existence to the dark, you know, and that's by Brené Brown. I love Brené Brown. She just has such great quotes and messages, and I love listening to her speak. But it's true. You can't appreciate the light if you haven't had any darkness in your life. And even though some of that darkness is pretty hard to take at times, you really do become very grateful for the light. And you try to hold on to those moments a lot more and appreciate them a lot more. And I think as I get older, I've realized this, and I think it's really an important thing to just admit to yourself and take stock of. I'm going to share just a little bit from a really good book I discovered by Rebecca Campbell, and the book's name is Light is the New Black. Your light is contagious. You have an inner light within you that is craving to be shared by those around you, by the world at large, but mostly by you. When you share your unique light, bit by bit, you light up the lives of those around you. And one by one, you inspire them to light up too. It's a chain reaction. And before long, the whole world lights up. Your light is contagious. The book by Rebecca Campbell, Light is the New Black. And I haven't read the book yet, but I plan to. It's on my read list. But I'll put a link in the show notes to it as well, so you can also find it and purchase it and or look find it at the library to read. One of my very favorite sayings is travel light, live light, spread the light, and be the light. And I just love that message. Everybody, whether they realize it or not, they offer some light to other people in their daily lives. And who doesn't want to travel light? At least to me, it means to not be burdened by your past and to live in the actual present. And if you do have to physically travel and go somewhere, don't pack everything. Travel light. I just feel like it adds peace and calm. And by living with light, you're looking for those people that light you up in your life and the things that light you up. Those people are like sunshine to be around. And then, of course, spreading the light. What I think about that is, what do you do that helps other people? What do you do that helps people see the best part of themselves? To me, that's spreading the light. And then be the light. I feel as having God or Jesus or some higher power, whatever you believe in this universe, to be a part of you and to influence other people in their daily life to look for the good in everything that they do. I want to share real quick an image about mosaics and mosaics in the sense of interior design and artwork, which They've been used for centuries for art. But in this way I'm sharing it, I want you to think of it as, you know, each person that we know is a piece of that tile, of that mosaic, and we all have our own colors that has been fired into the tile. But each of us together makes a bigger masterpiece. And I want you to think of it in that way when I share a little bit more information about mosaics. I was recently reminded of the amazing mosaics at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. A friend of mine who I used to work with at my corporate job, who I've been able to reconnect with in a new job now, and she's out on her own doing great too. But she was recently in Rome and was taking photos of these amazing mosaics, and I was reminded of them, which made me think of this piece that I'm adding to the pod. But these mosaics are incredible because each piece, and they're 1 by 1 inch or smaller, they were handmade. Each color was handmade and fired like pottery for tile. And then each of these pieces were put into an incredible piece of art that looks like it was painted, but it wasn't. When you look closely, you actually see their individual pieces of tile. And I can remember when I first saw those, I could not get over that those were tiles. Like, it just is incredible. And you really have to see it in person to really see what I'm talking about. But when you really think about just the time that it took to do that, I think of all the individuals so long ago who actually created those pieces. It's just brilliant. And obviously their light is shining centuries later with the work that they did. But if you get a chance, I highly recommend, if you get to Rome, to see that, because you'll never forget it. That is for sure. We are all mosaics, pieces of light, love, history, stars, all glued together with magic, music, and words. I believe all of us have, you know, some kind of wounds or brokenness to every single one of us. And some of us have little amounts of that, and some of us have a lot. If everyone's honest with themselves, they can admit that there is some of that within each of us. I have a couple other quotes that kind of speak to this. And the first one is, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." And that's by Rumi. And then the second one is, "We are all broken. That's how the light gets in," by Hemingway. As an interior designer, I studied a lot of history, art history, and I'm aware of all kinds of different cultural things that I need to be aware of to do what I do, and what I learned at the University of Minnesota in interior design. But there's a Japanese type of art called kintsugi, and that's spelled kintsugi. And it's called like golden joinery or golden repair. And what it basically is, as a philosophy, it treats the art, so it takes the breakage and repair and makes it part of the history of an object rather than something to disguise. You may see this in like a vase that's been broken, or a plate or a bowl, something like that. And what they do is they fill in the cracks with gold. And it's a really cool philosophy because the object is broken, it doesn't discard it. It actually makes it more beautiful. And I think if you think about our individual lives and the brokenness that we all have and the wounds that we all have, just, you know, Jesus or whatever you may believe in as an example, I think it's really important to see that the kintsugi actually highlights the cracks and repairs as the events in the life of an object. And it allows, you know, the service of that object to continue versus to be discarded. And I think that's just a beautiful way to look at life, but have it represented in an actual object, which I think is also really cool. So I have a piece of beloved Red Wing pottery. It's the size 10 and it's beautiful. And a few years ago, we had a really brutal winter and it was super, super cold. And it cracked in half and it just broke my heart because this piece was from my Nana, my dad's mom. So I haven't had the heart to get rid of the pieces. So I'm hoping I can do this kintsugi type thing to my actual piece or use it in a different way with flowers and plantings to still be able to use it because I can't get rid of it. It's interesting because to my Nana, when she passed, that piece didn't mean a heck of a lot to her because when she was growing up, that was just a commonplace item. But anybody who's into country living or anything like that knows the value of those Red Wing pieces and how much they mean to us just because they're more rare and precious. So it's funny because she didn't really value it as much as I do, but it ties me to her. And so I'm hoping I can do something like the golden repair to it or something of that nature so I can keep that piece. And hopefully this year I can use it in some plantings of some sort. I'll have to figure that out. So I'll hopefully post something on Insta if I ever do figure that out. But I cannot put it in the dumpster. I just cannot do it. So if anybody has any ideas on how to keep them, but it's definitely a big smooth crack all the way from the top to the bottom. And it's just sad, but I'm going to make it better than it ever was with this technique. So I just thought I'd share that. Thanks for being here today for this warm and cozy conversation. And remember, shine your brightest light and stay golden. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.